Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hey, OCD family community. Welcome to our final water cooler chat of the summer. As we wrap up season three, and what a season it's been, I want to talk about what it means to do something brave, even when it feels impossible. Every time you face a fear, whether through exposure therapy or just allowing yourself to feel discomfort, you're demonstrating true courage. In exposure and response prevention, or ERP as we call it around these parts, bravery isn't about being fearless. It's about making space for distress, feeling the pain, and choosing not to do the compulsion anyway. That's where the real growth happens, the new learning in the brain. And discomfort sucks. It does. Pain. It hurts. It's no fun. But here's something for us all to remember. We often think we couldn't possibly bear the pain or discomfort. But in reality, when life happens, we do. We do. You've already survived so many hard moments in life. Every one of those is proof that you can trust yourself to bear whatever comes next. This isn't just wishful thinking. It's real, lived resilience. And I get it. I might be an OCD therapist, have an OCD podcast, and conquered a lot of my own struggles with my lived experience of OCD. But I can tell you, I've faced some really hard things this year. I'm going to face some really hard things today. And you know what? I'm going to bear it. I am bearing it. And I know I'm not alone. Also, we've talked about and learned more about ICBT, which is inference-based CBT. ICBT helps us see how our doubts get constructed in the first place, how we leave the here and now and get catapulted into our imagination, where OCD lives and thrives. ICBT is about reinvesting in trust. Trust of ourselves, our common sense, and the data from our present senses. Instead of sitting with the discomfort of imagined conclusions, we learn to build our conclusions on present tense direct evidence, not what our imagination is spinning up. The process helps us step out of OCD's world and back into the present, where we can relearn our ability to trust ourselves. And so whether you're navigating OCD or just facing life's uncertainties, remember, facing fears is hard work, but you're not alone. And every time you practice response prevention or choose to ground yourself in the present over the imagination's tricks, you're not just making progress. You're building your own evidence that you can bear life and keep moving forward. So as we close out summer, I want to honor every act of courage, no matter how big or small. Maybe you've supported a loved one through their exposures, or maybe you took a brave step yourself. That matters. You matter. And your ability to bear life's challenges, that's real strength. So let's keep facing our fears together. Every act of courage builds trust in your own resilience. And fam, we are worth it. Our warriors are worth it. So keep up the good work. And I look forward to seeing you in season four. Therapists, ready to shape the future of pediatric OCD treatment? Join the Next Steps in Pediatric OCD on-demand course from Angela Adamson Springer, LCSW, and learn how to adapt inference-based cognitive behavioral therapy for kids. With research still emerging, this course empowers you to explore new methods and contribute to the growing field of evidence-based practices. With OCD Training School's 365-day access for on-demand courses, you'll gain practical tools to help kids by adapting ICBT's signature 12 modules to be as creative as the kiddos you're treating. So sign up at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses to support the podcast at no extra cost and support further growth and hope for our youngest of warriors.